Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a show where we discuss SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. I'm your host, Will Walden.
NASA's Artemis program, with its ambitious goal to return humans to the moon, has entered a crucial phase in its development, particularly concerning the spacesuits that will be worn by astronauts. Now, Axiom Space, which is a private company, has been tasked with developing these next-generation lunar spacesuits, which recently underwent rigorous testing at NASA's Johnson Space Center. This testing included a series of mobility tasks that astronauts will need to perform on the moon, such as picking up samples and also using geological tools. The design and testing of the Axiom spacesuits are integral to Artemis mission's success, and these suits are being put through their paces in environments that stimulates the moon's partial gravity, like NASA's Neutral Buoyancy Lab. Ensuring the suits meet NASA's stringent safety and performance requirements is a top priority, as these garments will support the first woman and the first person of color to set foot on the lunar surface. Now, a significant milestone in the development of these spacesuits is the critical design review, which Axiom Space officials hinted could occur as soon as June of this year. Now, this milestone comes amidst delays in the Artemis program, with a lunar landing now slated for no earlier than 2026. This shift in timelines has been attributed to various challenges, including those related to the spacesuit development itself and also the SpaceX Starship. Now, the new spacesuits promise enhanced flexibility compared to their Apollo-era predecessors, addressing one of the key issues faced by astronauts in the past. However, the journey to this point has not been without its hurdles. NASA's initial plans for spacesuit development faced delays due to funding issues, the COVID-19 pandemic, and technical challenges, leading to a pivot towards involving private vendors like Axiom Space and Collins Aerospace. The Axiom Extravehicular Mobility Unit, the AXEMU, was unveiled in a livestream event, although certain details were obscured to protect proprietary information. The development of AXEMU involves a consortium of industry experts, highlighting the collaborative effort required to bring this critical component of lunar exploration to fruition. Now, the environments that astronauts will face on the moon, especially in the South Pole region where astronauts and Artemis missions are targeted, present very unique challenges. And unlike the Apollo missions from about 50 years ago, which explored the equatorial region, Artemis astronauts will encounter colder temperatures and potentially water ice. The AXEMU is being designed to withstand these conditions, with testing in vacuum chambers and underwater simulations to ensure readiness. And NASA's current spacesuits, designed decades ago for the space shuttle program, are not suited for lunar exploration. This necessitates the development of a new generation of spacesuits that can accommodate a wider range of astronaut body types and enable complex movements required for lunar surface activities. The inclusion and accommodation of diverse astronaut body types in the new spacesuit design shows that NASA's been evolving in their hiring practices, and their commitment to diversity is showing through. The AXEMU aims to support astronauts of various sizes and genders, which is a significant step forward from the limitations of past spacesuit designs. The Artemis program is not just a series of missions, though, that's been put together of broader collaboration and coalition of over 30 nations committed to peaceful lunar exploration under the Artemis Accords. This international collaboration underscores the global interest in returning to the moon and the importance of setting precedents for future space exploration. And despite the excitement surrounding the Artemis program and its milestones, recent delays have raised concerns about the pace of progress, especially in comparison to other nations' lunar ambitions. The race to the moon is not just a technical challenge, but also a geopolitical one, with significant implications for international cooperation and norms in space exploration. And the unveiling of the AXEMU and the ongoing testing at NASA facilities keep public interest alive in the Artemis program, despite the postponements. And these spacesuits are not just vital for astronaut safety, but also represent the tangible progress being made towards returning humans back to the lunar surface after about half of a century. The rigorous testing regime for the XMU, including simulated moonwalks and underwater tests, shows that the thoroughness of the preparedness is required for lunar exploration. And every aspect of the SUSE design, from mobility to resistance to lunar dust and temperatures, being scrutinized every single step of the way to ensure the success of future missions. And the development of the XMU and its testing are crucial steps for the Artemis program, laying the foundation for the next era of lunar exploration. Like NASA says, from the moon to Mars and beyond, and these efforts underscore the complexity and the challenges of sending humans back to the moon, from ensuring the safety and effectiveness of spacesuits to meeting the logistical demands of such ambitious missions. And as the Artemis program progresses, the importance of safety, innovation, and international cooperation remains at the forefront. The development of the XEMU suit is a key component of this endeavor, representing the cutting-edge technology and collaborative spirit that will enable humans to return to the moon. The XMU design, testing, and eventual deployment are critical milestones in the Artemis program, symbolizing the advancements in space technology and the collaborative efforts required to push the boundaries of human space exploration past the moon. Now, NASA and Axiom Space are collaborating, but they're also using other industry partners. And this is a modern approach to space exploration, where public and private partnerships play a crucial role in achieving ambitious goals like the Artemis lunar missions. And as the Artemis program continues to develop, the focus on innovation, safety, and inclusivity in spacesuit design reflects the evolving priorities and challenges of space exploration in the 21st century. Now, for the Artemis program and the progress of it, particularly in the development of the XEMU spacesuit by Axiom Space, shows that there's a balance between technical innovation, safety considerations, and international collaboration, which is required to extend human presence beyond Earth. Despite these delays, though, that are happening, the continued testing and refinement of these spacesuits are vital steps toward achieving the goal of returning astronauts to the moon, which sets the stage for future exploration and discovery past the moon and out to Mars.
Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I really do appreciate your support throughout the years that I've been doing this show. Now, if you want to support us even more, hit the subscribe or the follow button on your podcast platform that you're listening on right now. Helps us out just a little bit. We get a new listener, which is awesome. Welcome to the Flight Club if you hit the subscribe button. We do appreciate you. And if you want to help more, go to patreon.com/stagezero. STAGEZERO. And you can help us out over there and support our show. And we have a lot of Patreon supporters that continue to support us throughout the months. So without you, we couldn't do it. Also, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, StarshipShirts.com. If you want to get Starship-inspired and SpaceX-inspired and NASA-inspired gear, go over there, StarshipShirts.com, and pick yourself up a t-shirt, any size. They ship anywhere, and they're printed just for you. Also, every episode of the show is about 10 minutes or under. We post every single day. So make sure to hit the subscribe button so you get all the latest news from NASA, SpaceX, and other spaceflight companies. Please take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you tomorrow.